This is Courtney. Courtney is in law school, which means Courtney has tons of homework. Courtney's latest assignment is a PowerPoint presentation, and Courtney isn't very good at PowerPoint, which means she's spending most of her time being frustrated instead of just chilling. This is Julie. Julie is a Microsoft PowerPoint guru, which means she can make presentations look really, really cool. Now, Julie is going to help Courtney get an A on her PowerPoint presentation using Microsoft Office.
I am a law student and I'm a single mother. If I'm not with my daughter, then I'm doing schoolwork. I'm working on a PowerPoint that's about human rights and international law, and I'm going to be presenting it to a class of undergraduate students to grab their attention and prepare them to travel internationally. I'm looking forward to learning what I can in order to make presentations that won't bore people to tears. I have no idea what it needs, so I'm hoping Julie can tell me what it needs and how to make it better.
All right, Courtney, to make your presentation the best it can be, we're going to cover four steps. Storytelling, the next is assets, followed by PowerPoint, and finally presentation. In Microsoft Word, let's work in outline format. The titles are organized in a logical story format from beginning, middle, to end. It's important to make your titles as active as possible. Let's change the title so your audience knows exactly what you're going to cover. We can save it and import your titles into PowerPoint. Each title will then become its own slide.
Okay, great.
Let's take a look at it and see how we can make a few slides a bit better. Here's a slide that has a lot going on. So let's divide this up into two slides. The next slide includes a photograph. Let's make the photograph full frame. The next step in the process is assembling your assets. Let's go to Office Online, where you can look through thousands of photographs and you have the rights to use them in any presentation. And since your presentation is all about human rights, let's search for people. Download the photograph to the clip organizer, and there it is, ready for when we start working in PowerPoint.
Thanks.
We talked about finding you a new look and feel for your presentation that had more contrast and visual interest. Take a look at the installed themes. These are all looks that come with PowerPoint. Module is a great theme for your presentation. I think it suits your topic. Insert the outline you developed. PowerPoint will automatically populate a new slide title for every different topic. The problem here is, though, your title does not have enough contrast. Your audience won't be able to read it.
All right.
So select the title, and let's change it to black. This slide is a great example of how we can turn all of these words into a graphic.
Okay.
And we can do that with SmartArt in PowerPoint 2007. Under Cycle is a radial cycle.
Why a radial cycle?
I thought it was a great fit for your topic. All of these human rights revolve around the people.
I like that.
We're at the final step, which is presentation, but there are two things you need to do before you can deliver it. You can easily type in your notes underneath each slide in the speaker notes section. If you use Presenter View while you're running the slideshow, you're going to see your notes, a thumbnail of the current slide, and even slides to come. The second and final step before you present is to rehearse, rehearse, rehearse. All right, Courtney, it's time to take a look at your slideshow.
Great.
Hit F5.
All right. I like what you did to the color scheme. I think it's coming together.
There were things in PowerPoint that I didn't know about before, and they were much easier to use than I realized. As a lawyer and potentially a professor, I imagine I'll be doing a lot of presentations, and I'm really happy to have these new ways of using PowerPoint. I think my audiences will be much more engaged, and I'll probably have a better time, too.
Julie just helped Courtney with her PowerPoint presentation, and it looks amazing, which means Courtney is one step closer to graduating and becoming a lawyer. Congratulations, Courtney.